Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the live stream, or if you're listening to the podcast, welcome. So I have been sick for, oh my God, you can probably hear it in my voice. Excuse me. I've been sick for the past week in bed. Whenever I get sick, I feel like it's the body's way of energetically upgrading. And when we get sick, our body is allowing us to take a pause and a step back so that we can take a step forward. So for today's video, I wanted to talk all about the greatest gift, the greatest plan of the universe, which is surrendering. Surrendering to the universal guidance within the self, and just speaking a little bit about that. So welcome to everyone joining. Thank you for being here. If you can give this video a thumbs up, it helps me out a lot. And for anyone just joining, I've been sick in bed for the past week, but I feel fine now. I just still sound sick. But I wanted to get a live stream out or a podcast for you. So today I wanted to talk about surrendering and what surrendering is. And essentially, surrendering is the most powerful thing we can do in this world. When we're trying to, especially in a Western society, when we're trying to control and fixate and like latch on to, so let me just explain this. Something personal in my life right now, I am moving, which I'm so excited about. I've been wanting to move for a couple months now, and I've been weaving in that intention, that desire in my heart, and it's finally coming true. And one thing about me you may not know is I have, and this is going to tie into surrendering, I just want to say it, is I'm not just going on this random rant, is letting go of things that we can make space for new. So there was many different synchronicities for me that made me feel called to do this video, and I'm just laughing at the sound of my voice. I probably sound so sick. It's cute. I just got off a coaching call with a beautiful, beautiful soul, and we were speaking about how you have to let go of certain things in order to make space for new. So this is what surrendering is all about. It's sometimes letting go of these things so that we can make way for new. And I would say at the top of my head, I have moved over 20 times, probably 25 times I've moved homes. So I know a thing or two about letting go of our current circumstances so that we can make way for a fresh new perspective and a new way. I also, when I lost my home at 20, I wasn't allowed to keep anything. I wasn't allowed to bring my clothes. I wasn't allowed to bring my furniture that I bought, any of my books. No, I wasn't allowed to keep anything. And so I had to let go of material things. And then through traveling for 3 years, I continued to let go of things. I'd give it away, or now I'm moving and I'm giving away all my plants and all these different things I'm giving away. And what this really is mirroring back to me, the universe is mirroring this lesson back to me, and I want to share this with you, is when we are wanting to create change in our life and we're wanting to create new things, a new chapter in our life, and it's a very synchronistic time because it's autumn right now, in Ireland anyway. It's coming into autumn. Or is it? No, winter's next month. It's autumn. So what's happening is, you know, the leaves, everything is now renewing. We're letting go. And so this is the way humans are meant to be. And if you're new and you're joining, please give this video a thumbs up. If you resonate, it really helps me out. But us humans from this society, we come into this world, okay? We come into this world as a being, a human, a very innocent, beautiful, pure human. And we become very conditioned through school, through work, to be very mental. And we also create a false sense of self, which is quote unquote the ego, or the false sense of self. And then you go through a spiritual awakening, you reel back to a more authentic self of the new self who you truly are. And one thing we're taught is to be very mental, and mental is ego, it's fear. And so what happens in this world is we become very attached to things. So our job, our appearance, what we own, our clothes, it's what creates our identity. Because when we don't have a solid sense of self, a solid sense of who we truly are, which comes from healing, which comes from looking at the deep parts of ourselves, the shadows, which comes from self-love, which comes from evolution and expansion. When we find that solidified sense of self, we don't need anything externally to represent or resolve who we truly are. Now, things are beautiful. I love crystals. I love clothes. I love makeup and beauty products more than anything. But I also know who I am at my core. And this is something with you, and this is what ties into surrendering with the universe. We are nature, okay? We are nature. We're Mother Gaia. We're residing on Mother Earth. And so we run in cycles. We're cyclical beings, specifically women. This was something when I went through my divine feminine awakening. I started to realize, our woman's periods are so neglected, right? Women have become so numb to them. They can just hustle through them, right? And we've neglected the cyclical self of the body. And so me being sick, it was a reminder to me. I was in Poland all week last week, and it was a beautiful time, but it's a very fast-paced city and I'm not a fast-paced girl. So of course I got sick. And it was a reminder to my body that and myself that we're not in control the way we think we are. Okay. And the way everything gets done, the way our plan unravels is through surrendering. It really, 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 really is surrender. It's nothing more, it's nothing less. And so, you know, surrendering to the universe is listening to that internal compass, that internal guidance, and allowing that to navigate our lives and allowing that to be the guidance system for our life. Okay, because the universe has such a divine orchestrated plan for you, which is through your higher self that you get to activate that plan. If we don't tune into our higher selves, we don't allow that plan to manifest. And that's why certain people might not fulfill the things that they want in this life, because they're not attuning to their intuition. Because the intuition is what leads us down the path of our contracts, of our life experiences. And when we're clinging on to old past pain, when we're clinging on to past old hurt, to material things that do not serve us any longer, or a job that maybe makes you look good, but it doesn't make you feel good. And you sometimes just feel like, I want to stay in this job because when I'm at parties, I can say, oh, I'm a lawyer or I'm this or that because it makes me feel worthy. If we're clinging on to something to give us a sense of self from the ego, we're not allowing new beautiful things to come in. Okay. And sometimes that is why we need to let go of things. It can be physical things such as clothes, giving them away to a charity shop. It could be relationships, friendships, huge one. It can be just shifting things in our life. The way that we are going to be able to orchestrate our lives and this new earth, this new world, is through surrender. Because when we're clinging on to something for dear life, and nature or the higher self is saying, no, my dearly beloved, it's time to go. We want to bring something new in for you. We want to bring in a new experience for you. But you're clinging to that. And the universe, the nature, Mother Gaia is saying, no, we're essentially creating massive resistance in our life. And this resistance will not go anywhere. And so when I see people, just as a collective society, when we're hyper-controlling, I see again and again the pitfall happen down the line in their life. When we're controlling, we're in a state of deep, deep resistance to something instead of being more flowed and fluid. And the two are important, by the way, yin and yang. It's very important to have a balance of the two energies. So it's not to say you're so flowed that, you know, you don't have a goal or a to-do list, but it's from a practical term, when we are in control and hyper, hyper, hyper control, we're not trusting a force higher than ourselves. We're not trusting a guidance system higher than the ego mental mind that's programmed. When we surrender and we let go of this, we are allowing a very flowed, orchestrated rhythm of life to happen. And when I went through my emotional body awakening, which is you know, there's many bodies outside of the physical body. Emotional body was one for me. When I went through my emotional body, that's when I had to learn surrender, because emotions started coming up and going. And if I was going to attach to an emotion, it would get stuck there. Okay. So I had to allow these emotions to flood through me and realize I'm not the emotions. And that's when a new path of my entire life opened up for me. Okay, so I had to surrender to that. When people, and I want to give this example because I'm so curious. One thing about me is I do love watching the Kardashians. When I'm sick, I watch stuff. Like, I'm a movie girl. I'm a TV show girl. I love that stuff. And I'm always so curious to watch, like, Matrix stuff. I don't want to, that sounds so bad, like, Matrix stuff. But, like, I'm like laughing, my eyes are watering now. I love watching the Kardashians because I'm so intrigued by, like, the narrative, the world, and like how people are thinking, and how like everyone, or I love watching the conditioning and like seeing it, and I'm like, oh, like I'm so curious by all of it. And one thing in the latest episode was Kris Jenner. She is experiencing immense hip pain in her right leg, and I tuned into her energy. Because you're able to do that. You can tune into anyone's energy if it's for highest good and it's for your pure intent. That sounds really creepy. I tuned into her energy. But I tuned into her energy. And the first thing I saw was her root chakra was like an alarm bell. Like it was like thumping. Like it was basically her body saying she has been fighting. Like, because she works so hard. Like immensely hard. And it was her right hip showing her like, you need to slow down, you need to take off some responsibility, or you need to rest, because her root chakra, even though she is so financially abundant, it was kind of showing me that she's in a fight or flight state where she feels she needs to hustle in order to survive. Even though she has so much wealth, it's like she's afraid to let what happens if you stop or whatever, because she's a very active person. It was just showing me that. And again, I see this common thread in so many people's lives, where they're overworking, they're over-controlling in many different areas of their life, and it always ends up them becoming sick, like a real sickness, not just like a cold, but like a real sickness in the body, a real halt in their life of a wake-up call to stop and to slow down, because we don't have control. Okay, we can manifest and we can experience, but the one thing that is always going to stick with us in this human experience, it's not going to be a physical thing. It's not going to be your favorite piece of jewelry. It's not going to be, I mean, of course you can keep it, but it's not going to be, nothing is solidified. And we've been shown that again and again through nature, through wildfires, through many different things. Like, we don't know what is, and it's not to scare you. It's a beautiful thing. Because it's to understand the only thing that's going to stick with you in this human experience is yourself and how you treat yourself and how you love yourself and how you respect yourself, okay? And for anyone new who's just joined, if you can give this a thumbs up if you resonate, it really helps me out. But it was just this realization, and it's something I teach my clients. It's something I'm going to speak about in Expansion, my membership down below if you want to check that out, is surrender, because surrender is where the blessings occur. Surrender is where the universe wants to gift you. It wants to allow new things into your life. But again, when we are trying to hyperfixate and we're not trusting, I see it as like, I saw this again and again when I did meditations, but it's like someone putting their hands up and falling off a cliff and just trusting that something is going to catch them. And you realize when you're falling off this cliff, that an angel picks you up, or the divine, or the universe, or there's a latch that catches you so delicately. This is a meditation that kept occurring to me when I was trying to surrender like a year ago. It kept showing me to trust. And now that I've been embodying this for about a year, I can truly wholeheartedly say that it is, it never leads you astray, and it always has a divine, beautiful plan for you. Something beyond what you can imagine. Because sometimes our linear, our practical way of thinking and seeing this life and our lives and our ability and our beliefs can be so limited to our past experiences that we don't allow or make way for new change. And so when we surrender to the universe, which is such a vast creator, the universe is the divine, God, whatever you want to call it, the source, this energy is so expansive because it's created everything. When you surrender to that guidance, that intelligence, you're allowing doorways to open up that if you were in a controlling state, your fearful approach wouldn't have been able to see those opportunities. It wouldn't have been able to see those possibilities. Because when we surrender and we... I sound so sick. when we surrender, we allow our bodies to... Because, I saw this TikTok a while ago and it was like bears hibernate for half the year. Trees take half the year off. Like we're not meant to be these like coffee guzzling 7 days a week, 40 hours, 50 hours a week working. Like we're just not designed for that. And the more we give ourselves pockets of space in whatever way you can integrate that into your life, because I'm aware some people have to work a lot, the more you can find those moments of solitude, of peace, whether it's going for a walk without listening to any music. I went for a walk this morning. I just listened to the birds. Allowing yourself to slow down to the rhythm of nature. So being near the sea, near a lake, near a river, or near trees. Seeing the way nature operates. It has its own divine timing. And when humans are trying to rush or force, we're not trusting the universe's timing. We're not trusting the divine timing, God's timing. We're not trusting that divine timing. It was funny, I was watching the Kardashians and Kourtney said, I'm going to have a baby in God's timing. And I thought that was beautiful. We're trusting. There's a cyclical cycle. Because what is time? Time is a man-made construct. It's a clock that was created by some inventor. The universe has its own timing. But it's a timing that the mind can't conceptualize. I even tried this out. I wanted to try this out because I want to give this example just to explain to you. Is like with the manifestation that's taught, is like there's a buffer of timing, right? When we set an intention and we put that out into the universe, there's a buffer of timing. Most people nowadays are very impatient and they want everything now, right? We would go on Domino's, I can get a pizza to my apartment in an hour. 45 minutes if I want to. And so everything's like quick. But when we look at nature, you can't tell a tree to rush. I mean, you can. You could spray chemicals on it. But I mean, that's not going to make you feel good. It's just a temporary solution. It's like putting like when I used to wear hair extensions, it's like a temporary band-aid for something that's like deeper. That's such a beautiful synchronicity. Someone put in the live stream here, your natural hair is so beautiful. Thank you. My dead hair is receiving cut off. And finally, I can really embrace my natural hair. You inspired me to not do bleach again. Oh my God, Vanda, that honestly makes my heart sing so much. You have no idea. Because that is a funny synchronicity, what I was about to say. When I was wearing hair extensions and I was wearing these big clumps in my hair, these fake extensions, firstly, I felt very constricted in my body. I didn't feel safe. But also it's a temporary solution for something that you're going to have to face. And hair extensions are a beautiful representation of that because when you take them out, you're faced with the damaged hair that you've been trying to quote unquote run away from. So the reason I share that is because my holistic awakening, my holistic journey, I follow very holistic health. I make my own shampoo, conditioner, body butter, face cream, my own perfumes. I make everything myself. I love it. One thing I've learned from making my own stuff and from being like a super cosmetic person and working as a makeup artist for years and really using a lot of chemicals in my body, I realized they were always temporary. I was always going to have to face what I look like underneath the fake tan, behind the bleached hair. And nothing wrong with these things, by the way. This was just my personal journey and I like to share that, but I don't pressure others to do that as well. Like I know people that if they dye their hair blonde and it makes them happy, it makes them happy. But it was the universe showing me, and it was a very resemble of nature to show me that when we are controlling, we're essentially running away from something bigger that sooner or later will boil up. And I always go back to this again with emotions. When we are neglecting our emotional body and we are numbing, because this is something people need to get their head around, is joy and happiness and love and all those heightened emotions are connected to our sad emotions, our dark emotions, our deep emotions. There's no disconnection from those emotions. So when people quote unquote feel happiness, it's usually a dopamine from coffee or alcohol or it's like happiness is a very numbed state for a lot of people, because if you're numbed to sadness and to darkness and to all those emotions, you're also numbed to true happiness. You're also numbed to those heightened emotions. So surrendering is allowing those emotions to come up that we may have pushed away because they didn't feel good or made us feel unsafe, because it's in your body somewhere. And if not, it will be manifested as a sickness or as something like that. So by me getting sick last week was, again, having to surrender, having to go, okay, well, I am sick. I'm going to listen to my body. I'm going to fully rest. I was in bed for 4 days and now I feel good today, even though I sound sick. And that was just showing me I had to surrender. Even if you, I'm hearing this for some people, if you have a baby, if you have a child, a newborn, and you feel like you can't get a break, instead of feeling the need to control, like, okay, how can I get rest? How, allow yourself to surrender to the experience of mothering this baby, and allow yourself to allow your intuition to guide you to when it is, sorry, I'm reading the comments. I have to stop because I get distracted. Is allowing your intuition to guide you moment by moment, because all there is the now. All we can be guided through is the now, okay? And that's something that the control, because control is an illusion, and the universe is always wanting you to come back to the now, because that's where they can streamline the guidance. If I was sick in the now, I actually had to tune in, and then my guidance told me to eat these specific foods and like herbs to heal me. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I was trying to control, okay, by Thursday I'll be better, and then by Friday, and then Saturday, like, do you know what I mean? When we surrender and we streamline that information, that's where the nuggets come from. And that is the greatest gift of all of this human experience, is surrendering to that inner guidance, that inner compass, allowing our heart to be the lead for our life, and allowing our instincts to really strongly create our worlds. That's where we realize, firstly, what we truly desire, what we truly want to experience, but also the path of least resistance. Because when we keep resisting and controlling and pushing something away, I always see it as like a jar that's shaking, and the lid is like shaking off it constantly, because you're trying to keep everything tucked away and look pretty, right? And when we keep pushing something away and resisting and controlling, and it will have to be faced sooner or later. And I've seen people go their whole lives without facing it. But that takes deep control, and it takes a lot of pressure and a lot of energy, and it's not an enjoyable feeling. The more we put our hands out and we go, you know what, whatever is about to come up emotion-wise, whatever is about to come up, I surrender to it all. And through that, a beautiful pathway is weaved in our life that allows us to essentially maneuver our life in a beautiful way. It's a pathway that weaves our new desires. Like, I see our heart manifestations as it weaves up to your mind and allows you to consciously create that into your life. And that's what the universe wants of you, is to surrender to that, because sooner or later you will have to face whatever it is you're neglecting or running away from. And surrender is essentially trusting your instincts, trusting yourself, because we're so conditioned to not trust ourselves. Trusting your innate wisdom, trusting your internal compass, trusting the divine, whatever you want to call it. And that was just a beautiful synchronicity that I kept seeing in my life and in the coaching calls, but when I was sick, all these different things. Because when I was coming back from Poland, I was like, okay, I can do this on Monday and do this on Tuesday. And then I come home and I'm sick. And then I had to do nothing. And that was just showing me again, like, just, you know, you can plan your weeks, totally. You can plan your life, but also make space for mystery. Make space for the unknown. Because in the unknown is where the magic can come into, because it's not conformed, it's not controlled, and it's not constricted. It's expansive. Right? It's expansion. So I hope you enjoyed. Please give this live stream a thumbs up if it resonated, and I'm sending you so much love. I also want to let you know that I have a hypnosis down below. This is a hypnosis I created with beautiful frequencies to help you cleanse or clear any resistance or control in order to allow the pathway, the gift, to be opened. Okay. Yeah. And also, I will be talking a lot more about this on Expansion Membership. I'm doing a Q&A. So if you have a personal question for me, you can join Expansion Membership down below. Pop in your question and I will be answering it on a video tomorrow. So yeah, I'm sending you all the love in the world. Have a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are. Let me know what you think in the comments. I'm going to rest for the rest of the day, but I just wanted to get this message across. And bye.